A lot of American companies have taken to copying the practices of the world's biggest retailer, Walmart. And now they may follow Walmart's use of radio frequency identification, or RFID, to track their inventories. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF reports from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
On the way home from work, you stop off at Walmart for chips, milk, and diapers. You expect to find the items, but you're frustrated when you don't. And so is Walmart.
I would certainly say we're full steam ahead.
That's Simon Langford, Walmart's director of RFID systems. He says 4 years ago, Walmart asked its top 100 suppliers to do a better job helping it keep the shelves stocked. They requested suppliers use high-tech ID tags on all pallets and cases. The tags contain tiny computer chips surrounded by metallic ink antennas. Langford says an electronic reader automatically converts the tags' radio waves into digital information that's fed to a computer network.
A lot of people said, it's all about Walmart. What is Walmart doing? And I would tell you that this is not just about Walmart. We can't do this in the retail industry, for example, on our own.
Langford says for the first time, Walmart is collaborating with other retailers, as well as the aerospace and defense industries, to set standards. Already, 600 Walmart suppliers and soon 1,000 of its stores will use the technology. The technology has to be tested, too, like at this research lab at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Director Bill Hardgrave says barcodes just aren't enough in the global marketplace.
Barcode only gives you so much information, and that is it tells you basically the product family. So if you got a box of Charmin in, it would tell you that this is a box of Charmin, but it didn't tell you anything beyond that.
Barcodes work great matching product price at checkout, but not for inventory control. But if that case of Charmin carries an electronic tag, store clerks can automatically read its unique history, when it was made, where it comes from, and how long it's been in transit. Mobile and stationary scanners placed by dock doors and sale floor entrances record entire pallet contents in seconds. The technology cuts hours of hard labor, theft, and empty shelves. Store employees are able to track inventory more efficiently because they don't have to scan every box or rely on packing lists. Backers say RFID can be used to locate and remove contaminated cases of food and check to make sure products aren't counterfeit. And Hardgrave says there are other advantages, such as special tags that take temperature.
Did that chicken get too warm? Did, you know, this lettuce get too cold and now it's going to go bad in a few days?
We use RFID all the time without realizing it, checking out library books or waving smart credit cards. But the cost of this technology is a barrier for many companies. The per tag price has dropped to below a dime each, but scanners and system integration can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But according to Mark Roberti, editor of the trade publication RFID Journal, for big shippers or retailers, the return on investment would be huge.
They have $1 billion worth of inventory that they don't know exactly where it is. If you could get rid of that waste, that's a very significant thing.
And Roberti says $1 billion here and $1 billion there can add up to some serious savings for companies and consumers alike. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And just for tracking purposes, you're listening to Morning 367-442G edition from NPR News.